USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The officer who shot 20-year-old Dante Wright just outside of Minneapolis is resigning. Brooklyn Police Officer Kim Potter turning in her resignation on Tuesday, which is effective immediately. In a statement, Potter saying she enjoyed being a police officer, however saying it's in everybody's best interest that she leave the force. Members of the White House COVID response team are tamping down concerns about the recommended pause of the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the recommendation coming from the FDA and CDC due to concerns about very rare blood clots.
This announcement will not have a significant impact on our vaccination program.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients. President Biden set to pull all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden is leading mourners who are paying tribute to fallen Capitol Hill police officer William Billy Evans.
He was defined by his dignity, his decency, his loyalty, and his courage.
Evans lying in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. The 41-year-old Evans was killed on April 2nd when a Nation of Islam supporter rammed him and another officer with his car at the Capitol security checkpoint. Tensions continue to rise between China and the United States.
China has warned the United States not to play with fire on Taiwan issues after the Department of State updated its guidelines easing restrictions on meetings between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Secretary of State is reacting to the United States restarting nuclear negotiations with Iran.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the efforts of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be a war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, the Ford Mustang is the best-selling sports car worldwide for the second year in a row. The Mustang topping all competitors due to a surge in sales of the Bullitt and Shelby models with over 80,000 global sales in 2020. The U.S. is its strongest market, representing around three-quarters of total sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.